Democrats have won over many swing voters in these areas with a message focused on Republican health care and tax policies that are even less popular than the president himself. I don't think you can find a race in the country where health care hasn't been a dominant issue, the Democratic strategist Jesse Ferguson said. The fate of Republican lawmakers in the East Coast suburbs could offer an early harbinger on election night of whether the party can maintain even a tenuous grip on the House. Many of those communities could also tip powerful governorships into Democratic hands for the first time in a decade. Former Governor Ted Strickland of Ohio, the last Democrat to lead that state, said the election had effectively become a referendum on Mr. Trump, leaving Democrats confident about the House and a little concerned about the Senate. He's on the ballot, regardless of whether his name is there or not, Mr. Strickland said of the president. Mr. Trump added that the shift in the political climate between 2016 and 2018 was like the difference between heaven and hell. Mr. Trump has appeared to turn his attention in the last few days away from the effort to keep control of the House and toward shoring up Republicans in coveted Senate races. He has focused predominantly on electrifying the right rather than soothing some of the swing voters who backed him over Hillary Clinton 2 years ago. In the final weeks of campaigning, Mr. Trump has delivered slashing attacks on immigration, railing against birthright citizenship, linking immigration without evidence to violent crime, and amplifying debunked conspiracy theories about a migrant caravan in Latin America. In a possible portent of how he might react to electoral defeat, Mr. Trump lashed out at House Speaker Paul D. Ryan on Twitter after Mr. Ryan criticized his dubious proposal to void the constitutional guarantee of citizenship to anyone born on American soil. Mr. Trump's approach may resonate in several of the states with the closest Senate races, though it has the potential to backfire in several diverse states where Republican-held seats are at risk, including Nevada, Arizona, and Texas. It turns off independent voters, said Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Maryland Democrat and head of the Democratic Senate campaign arm, arguing that such states offered his party a narrow path to a majority.